Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Israel and Vince from Metal Swap Talk. We're very, very happy to have a good friend of ours here, Mr. Max Kolesny from Chris Young.
What's up, brothers?
What's up, man?
Metal
Thanks
brothers.
For hanging out.
What's up, man? Chris Young with the Revelations of the Wicked Tour along with Vader, the Carpet Birth, man.
Yes.
30 days.
That's 30 a long days. Time.
Yeah, it was a long tour, man.
How you feeling?
I feel good, man.
Yeah.
I'm tired right now, but basically, it's the same every day, you know, saving energy to make a good show. It's, right. You know, it's death metal. It's very intense. It's brutal and fast. So I feel like tired during the whole day because I'm saving energy for the show. And after we play, everybody's happy and drinking beer and having a good time.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah.
Especially with you doing a marathon basically every night.
Yeah.
Going back there,
yeah,
beating the hell.
Sweat a lot, man.
Yeah.
All for death metal.
Yeah, good workout, huh?
Yeah, that's something about this tour. Is like so many blast beats. You know, all three bands, you know, it's basically like straight pure death metal, so many blessed bits all night long. So
okay, man, awesome. We're happy to have you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Last night of the tour here in San Diego. Now, the latest album was Mortem Solis.
Yes.
2022. Can you tell us about this latest album and how that came about?
Well, man, it's basically a Crimson's album. You know, it's like it's brutal, fast, a lot of like we try to capture the like the real metal, old school vibe and the riffs and vocals, but in our, the Crimson's way, you know, mm-hmm. the kind of, because I consider us to be like a, you know, like a mix of the old school vibe with a more brutal approach. That's
okay.
How I see ourselves as a band. It's Crimson, you know. So basically it's Crimson, a lot of crazy metal riffs, brutal vocals, a lot of fast drumming, satanic, you know, against everything, against, you know, humanity, Christianity, religion, all this bullshit, you know. So basically it's...
Now, being that you guys are three brothers, how do you guys share the writing duties or the composition duties for when you do an album?
Well, basically it's the same formula since the beginning. Moises comes up with the riffs, ideas. We talk, we always have talked before we start the actual process. Like we're like for example, for the latest album, we're like, yeah, let's make like a more straightforward, dynamic, short songs, you know, to be different from what we did like for, you know, some of the previous albums. So that was the concept idea, you know, behind Mortem Solis, to be like a straightforward, fast, dynamic and short songs. And then, you know, we're just like we have our practice. It's the old school, like garage days, you know.
Right.
Like we get us three together, start jamming. Moises shows the riffs and start matching, like putting together the drums, bass, and then vocals. And Alex writes all the
send stuff like online or send each other team.
We never do that. It's always together, like, you know, like in the old days, man.
Yeah,
because
we're
brothers. We've been doing this for so long, we feel comfortable doing like this. Of course, Moises, he records the riffs, you know, but he's like this guy. He likes to hear like the real drums to be inspired, you know.
Right.
Like when we're jamming, he feels more like the you know, the real approach. It's different than, you know, playing for like a drum machine or computer.
Right.
He doesn't like that. So that's why we keep it this way, you know, just go together in the studio and start jamming and, you know,
building up the song together.
And I would imagine this kind of also helps in the way you perform live, because you have that right from the beginning that you're, this is how we're going to play.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we have the, you have this, we keep this old school vibe, you know. That's even like a recording, when I was recording the drums, we were in the same room playing together.
Oh,
so
okay.
I felt like we were practicing, you know.
The real old way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's
cool.
We try to keep it real, you know.
So if you guys do keep it old school, it's been over 30 years since you guys have been around as a band. How do you think the band has evolved, and how do you keep it fresh every time?
Yeah, it's, for us, it's more like, you know, keep the passion, keep the flame burning, you know. Like we still love to play what we play, we love this music, and I feel so like proud for being playing with my brothers for so long, you know. That's why what I most like about it is to play with my brothers, and we have same ideas when they like the same kind of music, And every time we start writing something, you know, it just like the feeling comes up, you know,
yeah.
The feeling in the world, like there has to be this, the vibe and the feeling has to be there, you know. It's not just about, you know, like write something like technical or fast. It just, it has the metal vibe, you know.
Right.
So that's, I think the metal vibe, that's what keeps us like creating, you know, more and more albums, you know. Still, it's always the same style, you know. We don't want to change. We never really change. We do like some of the albums are a little bit different, you know. Some are more diverse. But basically, 90% of everything we do is like a real, like crisp and fast and brutal,
right,
and old school.
I think this last one, at least for my taste, had a little bit more of a groove, a little bit of melody here and there.
Yeah, yeah,
but
more
it's
melodies.
Still more
yeah.
of a very brutal approach, like
yeah.
the classic albums.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like we mix it up, like the brutality with some of the classic metal riffs and melodies and
the
vocal
beat.
Lines. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
very cool. So being a tour for 30 days, I can imagine it gets a little tedious. You got to find ways to kind of entertain yourselves while you're on the road. What do you guys normally do to combat the boredom?
Man, basically, it's like every day is the same, you know. Like wake up, hit something, and then load in, set up the gear, wait for sound check, and then after the sound check, we do, you know, just sometimes chill in the bus. Or go sometimes, you know, just go walk a little bit and to know the places and city,
okay.
You know. And as I said before, saving energy for the show, you know.
Okay.
That's like, for me, it's very important to keep the energy, you know. Sometimes if I do like long walks and stuff, my legs won't be good for the show.
Right.
So, yeah, you
take
know.
It easy a little bit.
And every time, we're having such a great time, you know. Like, we always have a beer, us and Decrepit Birth, Vader. Have a few beers after a play, have a good time, you know. So
right. Keep it chill.
Yeah, we keep
very
it chill,
cool.
Man.
Who's the biggest ball buster in the band out of three of you guys?
I think Moises.
Yeah, Moises?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's always the warrior of the ball. Let's do this, let's do that. Say, come on. I mean, we all work, so I'm, you know, really come on. And let's, you know.
He's the task manager.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Cool. And one of the questions we asked some of the other bands was, what city have you guys found with the best weed?
The best weed? Many cities, man. You know, like, actually, we play in Denver a few days. Yeah,
yes.
And this guy, our friend Dale, and our friends, you know, they always bring us some new crazy shit.
Some new concoction.
Yeah, it's always there, man. Try it. It's,
very cool.
That was good, man.
This has got a couple boys.
Yeah, I got some more questions for you.
Sit here.
I think I first saw your guys' band live in the late 90s with Incantation and Angel Corpse at the
yes,
old Showcase
yeah.
Theater in Corona. That was a really
yeah.
good show. What have been some of your other favorite cities that you played here in the U.S.?
Man, I love to play. Basically, all the places are good, you know. Like our West Coast, it's always really good for us.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to pick, like, you know, a few cities.
Yeah, every
you know,
tour is different.
Like, yeah, every tour is different, man. But we love to play in the States, man. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
90% of the shows are always good here for us, man. So
yeah.
we appreciate so much the support we have here, you know, from the metal fans. It's always great, man.
All right. And then, how is the current metal scene in Brazil after the COVID pandemic? How what's it like there now?
It's doing good, man.
Yeah.
We have lots of shows. We've been doing lots of shows in Brazil. Everything is working, man.
You're
I think after COVID, people came back like
yeah.
with a new strength and let's make it happen, you know, because we have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And people are like anxious to get back to work and make things happen, you know. Promoters, bands, and, you know, the crowd, the people are coming to the shows, you know, because...
Did you guys start writing new music during that time, too?
Yeah, that's when we wrote the Mortem Solis, yeah, in 2021, yeah. 2021.
Okay. And what kind of drums do you use? I know you probably couldn't bring your drums in here, but what do you usually
yeah.
use?
I have a Gretsch Renault Maple.
Right.
Back home, that's the drum kit I used here for the last two tours, but it's a pain in the ass to bring my
yeah,
drum kit, and I'm not gonna do that again. And we're sharing drums, all three bands.
Oh,
sharing.
Yeah, cool.
It's Gabe's, decrepit birth drum kit. Yeah, so we are all sharing same gear, same drum kit, which is like perfect, you know. That's the perfect setup for a tour like this, you know, share everything, you know. So it has less shit to take care of, you know.
Yeah, it works just
like,
out
make
faster.
It simple, make
exactly.
It simple.
And let's see, keep it short here. You have any final words for all your fans and any of the younger musicians out there?
Oh, man, just thank you, everybody, you know, all the metalheads that have supported us along the years, that has come to the shows. This tour was fucking incredible, you know. I think the combination of those three bands, Vader, Chris, and Decrepit, brings a lot of the, not only the old school guys, but, you know, the people that, yeah, the younger kids that are, you know, like, angry for brutal, real death metal, you know. So it's that's the kind of tour I love to do, you know, like three real death metal bands. So we're so happy. And that's it. Yeah, thank you so much, everybody. Yeah. That's it, man.
Thank you, Max, for hanging with
brother.
Us. And it's going to be a very brutal Monday today. So if we don't show up to work, we have a fucking excuse. Max Kolesny from Crisium for Israel and Viz. We'll see you next time.
Yes.